Back out at York Comprehensive High School, Mario Washington with Gene Knight, where the York Cougars will be taking on the Lancaster Bruins. And Gino, how you feeling?
Like this is my last game. Do every broadcast just like it's the last time you're ever going to, you know, put on your headset. That's what you have to do.
Right, right. So, but as I tried to say at the beginning of this broadcast, but we were having some technical difficulties, which we're still kind of having some technical difficulties, but I don't know if the audience can hear those technical difficulties, so I'll say this again. It has been an honor and a privilege to work with you. There's been four people that have been on the air for the OTS Sports Network since I started broadcasting here. You, Scott Wells, Mo Bell, Chris Miller. I mean, continuously on the air. And I can't thank you enough for what you've meant to me as a friend beyond broadcasting. I don't know if people realize how close we all have gotten over the years. And the most fun that I have is going on the trips and getting back in the broadcast house where we can chat about things and enjoy football the way that we do. So it has been a privilege. Nobody in this area knew football the way that you do. And Barry Byers, you guys were right there together as far as the people that I looked for as the most knowledgeable people about high school football in this area, as York has kicked the ball off and is taken at the 10 by Kai Barber when he gets up to the 30. But had to get all of that out of the way. And, again, like I said, it has been a privilege and an honor, and I know that this isn't the end.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's been an honor working with all of those people you mentioned, as well as you and all of the people at OTS Sports Network. We've had a tremendous ride. It's been a great ride for me, and I'm going to enjoy this game here tonight. I'm going to have a lot of fun with it.
Right. Got another note that I'm going to say here as well, as Zy Clinton will take the snap. And he's going to hand it off to Mobley, who straight up the gut picks up 7 immediately, and it'll be 2nd down and 3. We'll tell you all about these teams in a moment. Our board op tonight is Aaron Clinton. And Aaron Clinton said that he did his first game when he was 16 years old in 1993 for K99 in York. Who was on the broadcast for that game, Gene?
I guess it was me. Aaron and I go back a long, long way. I was so thrilled when he started working here for OTS, and
man.
I knew we were in good hands.
So 2nd down and about 3. They're going to give to Mobley again. Left side has enough for the first down as he picks up about 5.
Tackle that time by number 25 for York, and that's Bennett Reeder coming in for his defensive linebacker position.
Mobley will carry. So 11 minutes to go in the first quarter here as the Lancaster Bruins and the York Cougars do battle. Ball at the 41-yard line, 1st and 10 for Lancaster. Zy Clinton is going to hand it off again to Mobley, straight up the gut, big hole, as he gets near midfield before being pushed back at the 49-yard line. So another big gain for the running back for the Lancaster Bruins.
Yeah, Snodgrass and Reeder leading the tackles that time, but York's defensive line is really getting pushed off the line of scrimmage by Lancaster's big guys up front. And, I mean, we know that they're led by number 52 for them, Kevin P., who is a South Carolina commit.
Maybe. Has he committed? He switched commitments?
I think he switched. I think he has, or he's entertaining it.
He's talking to him at minimum. Clinton, again, out of the gun. Now this time is R.J. Brown, who breaks a tackle and gets across the 45 into York territory at the 42-yard line.
And this is just old-style football here. This is just, you know, mano heads up and just blocking straight down. Offensive line from Lancaster is one of the best, I think, in the area because they've got some really big young men up front who work well together.
So it'll be 1st and 10 now from the 42 of the York Cougars as Clinton will work out of the shotgun once more. Takes the snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Brown, keeping himself running left side behind P, and he gets tackled after a gain of 1 yard.
Snodgrass on the tackle that time, but give a lot of credit to Zoe Miller. He's clogged up the hole there and helped Snodgrass make that tackle. Good defensive play by York. I think they're starting to figure things out a little bit.
So it'll be second down and about nine. Ball at the 41 of York as we approach 9 minutes to play in this opening quarter. Clinton out of the shotgun. They're going to give it to R.J. left side. R.J. finds a little seam and then gets across the 35 up to the 34-yard line. It'll be third down and short now for the Lancaster Bruins offense.
York had a gap blitz going on that time, and unfortunately, I think it was number 16, Connor Sweat. He ran right by Brown and just watched him go. He had a shot at him, just could not take him down.
Third down and two now. Ball at the York Cougars 34-yard line. Clinton out of the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to give it to Brown, who has enough for the first down. Pushing forward up to the 30-yard line, and they finally blow it dead as he worked to get some extra yards as we move under 8.5 to play, and a flag comes in late.
Snodgrass on to tackle that time. Let's see what it is. It was a referee that threw the flag, so
yeah.
They have a holding here.
Well, why do you take a look at the flag? I want to remind you that if you miss any of your favorite 2024 high school football games, you can hear the complete rebroadcast online in the OTS Sports Vault, available Saturday morning at WRHI.com.
Looks like it's personal foul. That's advanced.
Yeah. Yep. It came super late, like after the play. And
it is a dead ball foul.
Right, it's going to be a personal foul. It's against York, so they're going to tack on 15 more yards after the end of the run. So Lancaster will have the football inside the 15 now at the 14-yard line.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Plexus Healthcare with offices in Lancaster and Kershaw. The best care for the lowest cost for the most people.
Zy Clinton out of the shotgun as R.J. Brown standing next to him. Gives it to R.J. straight up the gut. Picks up about 8. And a flag came in late. This is in the area of holding, though.
Kike Love on the tackle that time.
So this may be coming back, but Bruins definitely.
Yeah, it's a holding penalty. The referee threw it again, not the umpire.
Right.
That's unusual, I think, sometimes.
Yeah. So, but Lancaster has done this in every game that I've seen this year. They established themselves as a running team, with the exception of the South Point game. It was harder to establish the run against the South Point Stallions. But they're able to get positive yards here, and this is the first time they've moved backwards because of a penalty here. Ball pushed back inside the 25- and 24-yard line of the York Cougars. So it'll be first down and long now. Line to gain is about the 4. Zy Clinton. First and 20. Give to Mobley. And Mobley is going to get dragged backwards. Another flag comes in. This one came from the side judge.
Daryl Harrison, number 21 on the tackle that time for York. He did a good job of just standing there and waiting on Mobley to come right to him.
Yeah, I think this may be against Lancaster again. Now, this is the type of stuff that you can't have happen. It's actually going to be a face mask against York.
Yep.
So this is going to push the ball forward. And I think Lancaster will get the ball inside the 15 here.
Should be a 15-yard penalty, maybe close to the 5. We'll see, because they're just outside the 20. Yeah, just outside the 10. Here we go.
There you go. So ball will be at the 11. So it's still first down.
Right.
Because penalty took place on first down. So it'll be first and about 7. Clinton out of the shotgun. He's going to give it to R.J. Brown. Makes a man miss, and he pushes inside the 10 up to the 9-yard line. So pick up about 2 yards on the play.
Cougars did a good job of blocking that up. Lazette Currents, junior defensive lineman at the bottom of that pile. But York defensive line did a good job of just kind of clogging the holes and not letting Brown get loose.
7:14 to play here in this opening quarter. Second down and about 5. Zy Clinton, the quarterback, takes the snap. He's going to give it to Mobley, left side. Mobley lost his footing and then gets dropped behind the line of scrimmage for a loss on the play.
Once again, Bennett Reeder coming up from his defensive back position out of the cornerback. Good play that time.
So it'll be third down and about seven now. Is call it a loss of two on the play. Ball at the 11-yard line. Clinton will have Mobley in the backfield with him, and R.J. Brown spread out to the far side as a wide receiver. They line him up all over the place. Clinton takes the snap, looking to throw for the first time tonight. Rolling to his right, still looking, is going to throw it across the middle, and it's broken up. That was a dangerous pass as he tried to find Jeremiah Shipp, but a flag is on the far side of the field back at the 11-yard line.
Chase Sanders was the defensive back who got his hand in there. And like I said, it's a procedure call initially against York, but they're going to York's going to just decline it, take the down. So it'll be fourth down.
So it'll be fourth down, and now Lancaster definitely was going to keep their offense out. They may send the field goal unit out. They're debating on what they're going to do. And now they're going to have to take a timeout, I think. No, they're going to.
It's only 22 seconds
on the clock. Okay.
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right, so they bring in a different. No, they bring in Jaden Velasco to attempt this field goal now. So Velasco will be attempting this one from about 27 yards out. Make it 26. And now a whistle. I don't think they got ready in time yet. This is going to push Lancaster back. So
do you bring the offense back out?
I think you do.
Okay.
Because
Coach Washington says bring out the offense.
Well, I haven't, but I will be honest. I haven't seen Velasco attempt field goals this year. So this one will be from 32 yards out. Snap. And it's no good. So we'll take a timeout. 6:14 to play here in the first quarter. You tune to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
I'm Dr. Patel with White Rose Dentistry in York.
And I'm Dr. Laura.
We provide our patients with quality care and comfort while offering early hours and dental plans.
And all football season, we're offering York athletes $50 off a custom mouth guard.
Check us out online at whiterose.dental.
Welcome back to the heart of York County. Gene Knight, along with Mario Washington. 6:14 to go in the first quarter. Lancaster Bruins drive stalls just outside the 20-yard line. York Freeman out of the shotgun, going to hand it to the first guy through. That's number four, Ziggy Byers. And Ziggy Byers weaves and wands his way across the 25 to the 26-yard line. So it's second down and four for the York Cougars.
Let me tell you something. With a name like Ziggy Byers, you better be able to play some football.
Yes, sir.
He dragged a couple of Lancaster Bruins forward to pick up a couple of extra yards there.
Ziggy can get jiggy with him. Tashawn Freeman out of the shotgun, ball in the middle of the field. Going to hand it off to Ziggy again. Ziggy gets zapped right at about the 27-yard line. So it'll be third down and short for York here. And I think Tashawn may want to take an opportunity to pull the ball.
Yeah, that was Mobley coming in to make the stop that time. And you notice that R.J. Brown is in playing a lot more running back now because Mobley was the workhorse. They need him so much more on defense as well.
On the near side hash, third down is short. Freeman back to throw, going to go for the whole enchilada down the near sideline. Off the fingertips of number two, Chase Sanders, at about the 35-yard line. So it'll be fourth down and two, and York will be forced to punt it away.
Yeah, and that's pretty good arm there. Freeman, but foot for foot with Devontae Fisher providing the coverage for the Lancaster Bruins. So York is going to have to punt it away here, three and out, as they bring out Bennett Reeder to punt this one away. Two back deep for the Lancaster Bruins is R.J. Brown and Makai Barber. It's off a really good punt. It's going to be taken by R.J. at his own 36-yard line, runs it to his own man, but then gets away and now finally goes down at the 47-yard line. Don't forget, coming up after 10 p.m. on all of these OTS family of stations, CN2 and Facebook, you'll hear and see Chuck Roberts with the End Zone, a recap of all of Friday night's games with highlights, commentary, and interviews with the coaches. So it'll be first and 10 for the Lancaster Bruins. Mario Washington with legend Gene Knight and Aaron Clinton back downtown. Don't laugh at that. It's the truth.
Never thought I'd be legendary.
Yeah, I said it in a toss, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
First and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Two wide receivers spread out to the far side for Clinton. Clinton is going to give it to Mobley straight up the gut, and he gets tripped up after he gets into York territory, tackled at the 48-yard line. So a nice gain on first down for the Lancaster Bruins. Lancaster showing that they can run the ball against this York team.
Yeah, Kyrie Love with the tackle. York's trying to run around some of these blocks and get to the running backs before they can get going, but they really need to stand them up and fight them off and, you know, play some football.
Ball at the 46 is where they mark him of the York Cougars. Clinton is going to give it to Mobley again, who gets up to the 40-yard line and up for a first down for the Bruins.
Once again, it's Tyreek Love on the tackle, just catching him behind the line of scrimmage, but not before he picks up a first down. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Lancaster County Water and Sewer, supporting Lancaster County Schools, as well as York Technical College. Your future starts here, and the Medical University of South Carolina, the official health care provider of Chester and Lancaster County Schools.
Under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter, no score here from York. Zy Clinton out of the shotgun, three wide receivers now, and now he's going to hand it off Mobley, straight up the gut again, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet, and then goes down at the 33-yard line, so another good run by Mobley.
The tackle that time by number 9, Snodgrass, for York, and Mobley is just a tough guy to bring down. I mean, he's almost like he's liquid. He just sort of flows right through the middle of the line, and you really have to wrap him up and knock him to the ground.
And definitely
a huddle, Mario. A huddle.
You're not used to seeing that.
Thankful to see it in my last game. I think the game lasts a little longer. Here we go.
Second down and 3. Clinton takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself, running left side, and has enough for the first down. He took a shot as he got to the 23-yard line, but popped right back up. First down, Bruins.
And a tackle again, once again, by Kyrie Love. He's all over the field for York, making a lot of good tackles. Unfortunately, Kyrie's is a defensive back, and when defensive backs are making tackles, not a good thing.
So
that means your defensive line is getting blocked.
Under 3 minutes to play, first and 10 from the 23 of the York Cougars. Is no score here from the Cougar Den. Clinton with Mobley next to him. He's going to give to Mobley right side this time. And he's taken down inside the 20 up to the 17-yard line. So another positive gain for Mobley.
It's A.J. Mobley tackling number 25, DeMarquion Mobley. So Mobley, M&M involved in that play.
Ball at the 17, second down and 4 for Lancaster. Clinton with Mobley standing next to him. Three wide receivers. Takes the snap. He's going to give it to Mobley. Straight up the gut. Mobley breaks another tackle. The extra effort may have enough for the first down. He's going to be near the marker. They're going to say, yes, it is a first down.
Snodgrass on the tackle. York's defenders are trying to get in the gaps and blow through, and then when they're getting back there, the thing about it is, Mobley, they're there, but they're not broken down. So they're unable to make the tackle. It's like they're in the backfield, but they're just not ready to make the tackle and sticking an arm out. And you and I both know arm tackles don't work.
Run through them, especially with guys that size.
Yes, sir.
1:45 to play. First and 10 from the 13 for Lancaster. Clinton with Mobley next to him and three wide receivers, two spread out to the far side, one spread to this side. Clinton is going to fake the handoff, now pass it. It's going to be caught by R.J. Brown. Makes a man miss it, going to walk into the end zone. Completely untouched from 13 yards out, and Lancaster strikes first.
Well, Jeremiah Ellis, number 1 for York, did touch him. He just bumped him with his arm. Again, an arm tackle. He had him right there. But guys like R.J. Brown are going to run through those. Great play, great call. They've been in the gut, then out to the wide side of the field and get it to Brown in space. Touchdown, Lancaster Bruins.
So with 1:26 to go, a 13-yard touchdown pass from Clinton to R.J. Brown. Velasco on for the extra point. Snap, kick is up, and it is no good. So No good on the extra point. 6-0 is our score with a minute 26 to go in the first. Tune to high school football on the UTS Sports Network.
Bring your crew together with McDonald's 40-piece chicken nugget deal for $11.99. They'll dig it, or should we say dip it, into all the great sauces. Barbecue, sweet and sour, honey mustard, spicy buffalo, and ranch. Snag a bag at Mickey D's. Only at participating locations. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Don't let an injury hurt your game. The MUSC Health Sports Medicine team of physicians, athletic trainers, and physical therapists evaluate and treat athletes of all ages. Go to muschealth.org/sports to learn how they can help you get back in the game. With 3 convenient locations in Indian Land, Lancaster, and Chester, our team is dedicated to providing you the excellent care you deserve. MUSC Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the new team in town. MUSC Health is the official sports medicine provider for Chester and Lancaster County School Districts.
Looking for a slow, smoke-to-perfection barbecue and brisket paired with the Southern home-style cooking like Grandma used to make? Then search no further than Sweet Caroline's in McConnell's off Chester Highway. Food, family, and friends. Offering catering, too.
Welcome back to the heart of Old York County. We're in York tonight. York Cougars on the campus of York Comprehensive High School. They trail 6-0. Kickoff by Lancaster, going to be taken by one of the upbacks for York. He gets across the 30 up to the 35-yard line, and that's where York will have it. First and 10 at their own 35. Second possession for the Cougars, the first time they went 3-and-out. And again, Lancaster with their second possession put 6 points on the board. Extra point no good. Minute 19 to go in the first quarter, and that's where we stand. Lancaster 6, York nothing on the OTS Sports Network. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Champion Services. Come to Champion Services where everyone wins, along with Max Abilities of York County, maximizing the abilities for individuals with special needs and their families since 1980. Visit maxabilities.org. Out of the shotgun formation, moving right to left across your radio dial, the York Cougars in their black jerseys tonight with silver breeches. And Freeman going to try to keep it. Then Ziggy Byers just snatches it away from him on the mesh. And Byers able to get 4 tough yards as he's close to the 40. It'll be second down and 6 for the Cougars.
And this is exactly the way that Coach Surratt and his staff want a quarter to go. He likes to try to keep teams to one possession a quarter. And this is the second possession for the York Cougars, mainly because they didn't have the ball long enough on that first possession.
Absolutely. You get a 3-and-out, you get it right back. Ball on the far side hash. Freeman out of the shotgun with Byers in the backfield. Calls for it. Takes the snap, going to flip it on a reverse coming to the near side. Lancaster can't get to it, but they're going to sling the running backs Jay McCoy out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. Bruins with good down-the-line pursuit that time, Mario, and say probably what could have been a big play for York.
And something happened just now that I learned from Gene Knight is throw up the number with your hands so somebody can know exactly who had the ball. Because I will say that the York numbers are a little bit difficult to see for sure with the silver on the black.
And with my old eyes, I have these binoculars too. Yeah, silver numerals tonight. Back to throw. Is Freeman going to be flushed out of the pocket, coming to the near sideline on the third down? He's going to get the first down as he crosses the 45 and is hit out of bounds. No flag on the play.
No, they threw it.
They did. Okay,
threw two of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So one came early, and then another one came afterwards. Because I don't know if he saw the first one that came either, because he didn't throw it up high enough, maybe. But that was Mobley that hit Freeman as he was
exiting
out of bounds.
Yeah.
Right.
Exiting the field.
So this is going to tack on 15 for sure.
You can't fault the effort. I mean, Mobley's a good player. He's a good, solid football player. And Freeman is, too. And Freeman was facing north and south. He wasn't going east and west so much. But that'll move the ball down to the Lancaster 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for York. Again, 23 seconds to left in the first quarter. York trails 6-0. Cougars on the march now as they're into Lancaster territory. Freeman with Byers in the backfield. Ball on the near side. Hash going to fake it. Freeman's got a lot of room in front of him at the 25 and finally cracked down inside the 25 at the 23-yard line. That's another first down for the York Cougars.
So that was a little zone read by Tashawn Freeman, and he tricked me. So I'm guessing the Lancaster Bruins were also fooled on that play because that was a nice decision to keep it. And he had a lot of running space in front of him there.
And that's the end of the first quarter. It's Lancaster 6, York nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
Here is Dwight with Rock Hill Automotive.
We want to reassure the customer that we can take care of them. We're going to shoot straight with them. They'll know the repairs all the way through. We have the most up-to-date repair equipment of any independent shop, so we're pretty well set.
Rock Hill Automotive. They keep Rock Hill rolling. Sports Fans in York is the area's best-kept secret in sports merchandise and fan gear. MLB, NFL, NHL, NBA, and all your favorite colleges. Also offering York and Clover apparel. Sports Fans for an overwhelming selection and unbeatable prices. Sports Fans in downtown York.
May I have your attention, please?
KFC now has brand new original recipe tenders. And wait for it. They're double breaded. That's right. Original recipe tenders at KFC. It's the crunch you crave with the iconic original recipe you love. For just $5, get a 3-piece original recipe tenders with an individual fry and 2 dipping sauces. Try our brand new comeback dipping sauce, a zesty, peppery Southern style sauce that combines mayonnaise, ketchup, and other savory flavors for a taste you'll come back for. It's the all new original recipe tenders at your local KFC.
Welcome back to the War of the Roses. The Red Rose City versus the White Rose City. Right now, the Red Rose leads 6-0. That's Lancaster on top of York, 6-0. We start the second quarter. York inside the 25, knocking on the door of the red zone of the Lancaster Bruins. Tyshawn Freeman. Give it to Byers. Byers going to dive into the pile, not get a whole bunch. Again, I think Freeman would have been a lot better off keeping it to the outside. He had a lot of green grass in front of him.
Yeah, and it's hard to figure that out. Like, I mean, yeah. he's a junior, and he played a little bit last year as a sophomore. But, you know, this year still kind of figuring out, you know, the nuances of running his zone read offense.
And another thing, too, he's a lefty. I think things are a little bit backwards. Ball on the near side hash. Freeman back to throw. Cox's arm. He's got pressure coming from the outside. Going to be tackled from behind back at the 20-yard line. Great tackle that time. Number 22 for the Lancaster Bruins, and that's nice Demarius Blair. Yep.
Yeah, they brought high pressure and brought more than York could block, and Blair was able to shoot through and able to get a hold of Freeman to bring him down for a loss on the play.
So that'll bring up third down now, 15 yards to go. York can get a first inside the 20, inside the 15, about the 14-yard line. But you got to figure this is four down territory here for York. Freeman looking to the sideline, 9 seconds on the play clock. Ball on the near side hash, York moving left to right. Freeman back to throw. Pressure gets it off to Byers on a screen. The screen was set up good, but Byers juggled the catch. And it only gets back to the 25, so now you got a fourth down and about 12. So what do you do on this one?
I think you got to keep your offense on the field. It's a little bit no man's land there. But that play would have worked a little bit better if Byers was able to bring it in off of the initial pass. He had to tip it to himself, basically, a little bit too tall for him. And it slowed down his ability, but it was perfectly called.
Play was there. Like you said, him tipping it allowed the defense to react enough and catch up with him. So Freeman out of the shotgun on a fourth down, about 13. Byers in the backfield. Freeman back to throw. Pressure off the edge. Going far to the far side of the field. Got a man there. It knocked away at the last second. Lancaster Bruins at about the 2-yard line. Defensive back knocks it away. York comes away with nothing. Gives the ball over on downs to Lancaster.
That was Devontae Fisher recovering and able to make that play because the ball like kind of hung up in the air a little bit too long there, Gene.
I thought maybe he was going to make the catch, but it became a jump ball, and the defensive back from Lancaster did a tremendous job of knocking the ball away. So otherwise, it's 6 points.
Right. No, most definitely. Lancaster takes over with 9:51 to go here in the first half of play and a 6-0 lead. Zach Clinton will have Mobley standing next to him after the drive stalls by the York Cougars. They're going to hand it off Mobley, straight up the gut, breaks a couple of tackles, picks up 9, maybe 10.
Mobley just running like a man possessed, tackled again by number 22, Kyrie Glove. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Panther Heating and Air, making it right since 1994, and Corporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant, along with Baker Auto Glass. Let us fix that cracked windshield. Just look for the mustache.
First and 10 now from the 36. They call it a first down. 9:35 to play here in the first half. Lancaster on the move again. Zy Clinton out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to give it to Mobley again, right side. And he's taken down after a nice gain up to the 42-yard line.
Mobley just getting behind his pads and pushing people around. Ryan Carter, senior linebacker, on the tackle that time for York.
Quick check of the Nickel Store scoreboard. Northwestern leading Indianland 14-0 in the first. Clover on top of Catawba Ridge 14-0 also in the first. No score in the Milltown Showdown. And South Point leading R&E 14-0 that game also in the first quarter.
They ought to change that game from the Milltown Showdown to the Big Mac Bowl because it's Mac Neely versus Mac Manus.
I like that. Clinton is going to hand it off. Mobley makes a man miss, and it gets into York Cougars territory at the 49-yard line. He was dancing a little bit. Big man can move.
Yeah, Jonathan Tobias had to hit him low below the knees to knock him to the ground because he does. He can move. Mobley can, he can run you over.
So into York Cougars territory as we move under 8:40 to play here in the first half. 6-0 is our score as R.J. Brown gives Mobley a breather. Zy Clinton out of the shotgun with Brown next to him. They're going to give it to Brown, right side, and he cuts back, makes a man miss. Now makes another man miss, stays on his feet, and finally taken out at the 35-yard line.
And you know the thing about this Lancaster offense, that they can give you Mobley, who just kind of runs over you and slides. Like I said, he's just like he's mercurial. He's like water. He goes through. And then you get R.J. Brown, and his first step is like lightning, and he hits a gap, and he hits a crease, and he can take it to the house at any second.
Yeah, that's the big difference between the two of them. Mobley doesn't have the breakaway speed, but R.J. Brown does.
Thunder and lightning. Isn't it frightening?
Zy Clinton takes the snap. He's going to give it to Brown again. Left side, cuts it back up the middle, and he gets inside the 25. And it's another first down for Lancaster.
Snodgrass on the tackle for York. And Lancaster now really pushing York's front three around.
7:45 to play here in this first half from York, 6-0. Lancaster is on top, but threatening. Clinton will still have R.J. Brown in the ball game next to him. Three wide receivers, two spread to the far side, one on this side. Clinton takes the snap. He's going to give it to R.J. Straight up the gut. He gets across the 20, then dragged down at the 17-yard line. So another good run by R.J. Brown. Seems that they get positive yards with every run, Gino.
Yep. They haven't really been stopped in the backfield. Like I said, York was hitting creases and gaps early on, but they just weren't breaking down in the backfield to make the tackle. And it's kind of like you get there, but no dice, no money. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the City of York, the White Rose City, and Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax and discover the Founders difference at FoundersFCU.com.
6:45 to play in the first half. Mobley comes back in. As R.J. Brown spread out to the slot now. They're going to give it to Mobley. Mobley running left side, and he's taken down at about the 14-yard line. Enough for another Lancaster Bruins first down.
Ryan Carter on the tackle that time, and really give the guys in the up front between the guards on both sides are really pushing York's defensive line off the ball and creating these big creases and holes. Linebackers just can't get there fast enough.
So, 6:20 to play. First and 10 from the 14-yard line. Clinton out of the shotgun with Mobley next to him. Give to Mobley. Mobley met right after he crossed the line of scrimmage. No gain, if any.
And as soon as I said that, number 93 for York did a really good job. That was Emmanuel Smith, a junior defensive lineman. He filled the hole quickly and got Mobley wrapped up.
Second down and 10 under 6 minutes to play. 6-0, Bruins on top. Mario Washington with Gene Knight and Aaron Clinton. Zy Clinton, the quarterback for Lancaster, will have Mobley next to him. Three wide receivers spread out to the far side, one on this side. Clinton takes a snap. He's going to throw it as he faked the handoff. R.J. Brown makes the catch and met immediately. And is that a flag that's also down? Yep, a flag down. So they may have had somebody lining up offsides or something.
It's the linesman on the far side, and usually that is something that, will say, referee is pointing against Lancaster, says it's a Lancaster, it is a procedure call against the Lancaster Bruins, so that'll cost them 5 yards.
All right, so former quarterback.
Yes, sir.
Ball was up in the air a little bit longer than you would want it to be if you're the wide receiver there. What do you do to fix that?
Well, you don't throw that pass when you're on the near side hash. That's a hard pass to throw for any quarterback. I mean, even guys in the NFL, that is a tough pass. And you can see the York Cougar corner was beginning to break on the ball, so you got to put a lot of mustard on it to get it out there. That's the cure.
They declined the penalty, so it's going to be third down after no gain on the completed pass. 5:21 to play. Clinton throws it. It's going to be caught by R.J. Brown, and he gets it to the end zone.
Credit Clinton on that. He stood there tough. He was going to take a lick, and he did take a lick. York was coming with a blitz off the corner, but R.J. Brown is just R.J. Brown, and when you get it in his hands in space, it's Katie Barr the door. Great play.
It was a
good call.
High pass, and he was able to bring it in. And
he had to throw it higher because he was getting the pressure off the edge. He had to adjust, but again,
right.
Credit Brown. He ran a great route, good little slant route, and that's a tough route to cover for a defensive back.
They keep the offense out and go for two here after scoring from 14 yards out with 5:13 to play here in this first half. Clinton, give to Mobley, straight up the gut. Mobley is going to get into the end zone, making it 14-0 now. Lancaster on top with 5:13 to play here in this first half. You're tuned to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
Air Tech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call Air Tech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Grab your running shoes for Palmetto Women's Center's Run for Life 5K, a trail run on November 9th at Westminster Park. Registration is only $35 per participant. Go the extra mile in the fight for life. Info at pwcteam.org/events.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
The Lancaster County Water and Sewer District is proud to support our Lancaster County football teams as they take the field each week. At LCWSD, Andrew Jackson, Buford, Indian Land, and Lancaster High School are all winners in our book. Lancaster County Water and Sewer, quality on tap. Our commitment, our profession.
Welcome back to the Cougar Den. Home with the York Cougars. Tonight they trail 14-0. Lancaster kickoff going to the far sideline. One of the up backs picks it up, brings it up to the 40-yard line. York will have great field position once again. Their last field position was at their own 35, and the Cougars able to drive close to the 20-yard line, but then some penalties and some mishaps put York back behind the sticks and had to go for it on fourth down and unable to complete it, get the first down.
A reminder that you can hear all the action of Gamecock football starting tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 with our own Chris Miller and Chet Tucker hosting pre, post, and halftime show, followed by kick at 7:30. Hear it all Saturday on Interstate 107. USC takes on Texas A&M.
Out of the shotgun, Freeman. Right it off to Byers. Byers over the left side, hurling a couple of tacklers. I believe he's got 5 yards on first down, and it'll be second and five for the York Cougars from their own 45-yard line.
He's going to want that one back because if he was able to stay on his feet, it would have been he still would have been running,
yeah,
probably.
He sort of hurtled in there.
Right.
He didn't quite, like, run under control.
But you could see he was upset even when he was on the ground because he knew what he had in front of him there.
Saw a lot of green and other color, light-colored green.
Right.
Cougars just on top of the big Y of the 50-yard line. Freeman back to throw. Got a little time. Going across the middle. Got a man there. Is it a catch? Yes. At the 43-yard line of the Lancaster Bruins. Number three on the reception that time. It was J.R. Duncan, senior wide receiver. And good pass by Freeman. He dropped it right in there where Duncan could make the catch.
Duncan was the only one that could get there. It was pretty decent coverage also by Lancaster.
That's exactly what I mean. I mean, Freeman did a good job of that time. And, again, he's a southpaw. Ball on the near side hash. Freeman going to keep it this time straight up the middle. He's loose. He's at tumbles across. He does a somersault across the 35 to the 34-yard line. And whistles. We got a flag somewhere.
Yeah, I think that there was a hold happening on DeMarlo Jackson, the D lineman for the Lancaster Bruins. There was two guys from York on it, and the flags like landed on top of those three players. So possibly holding against the York Cougars.
York is walking away from the official. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Kempton Senior Living of Rock Hill, the community that truly feels like home, and York County Natural Gas, your one-stop for appliances, installation, and service, as well as KFC. Get a taste you crave at a price you love.
Well, I could use some KFC right now. I forgot to eat today.
You forgot to eat. Come on.
Forgot to
eat. You did forget.
I did, man. I don't look like I miss a lot of meals, but I missed one today.
Forgot to eat. Okay. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul moves the ball back to the 49.
Actually, it's a personal foul, Gene.
Oh, wow.
So they lost 15 yards.
Yeah, so it is 15 yards. But it remains second down. Ball at the 49-yard line. Freeman calls for it, now freezes and looks to the near sideline. 17 seconds on the play clock. Two wideouts to either side. Ziggy Byers in the backfield with Freeman. Freeman going to wing it to the outside at number three. Duncan. Duncan fighting for some yardage on the sideline. Gets maybe a yard. And that'll bring up third down 14.
Yes, 3.5 minutes. Boy, this is quite possibly the fastest half of football that I think I've seen in 2024.
No doubt about it. It is moving very, very fast. York will go with three wideouts to the far side of the field, two to the near side. They're going to empty the backfield, send everybody downfield. Freeman in the backfield all by himself. Cougars on the near side hash. Freeman back to throw. Pressure off the edge. Gets his hands up. Freeman now got to fling it downfield. Got a man at the 18-yard line. That's number four, Ziggy Byers. Ziggy makes the catch. And it's first and 10 for the York Cougars at the 18 of the Lancaster Bruins.
Yeah, and Ziggy, I guess, just got loose somehow there. And it was zone coverage, and Lancaster didn't see him. And well, he was wide open, and a great pass by Freeman there.
I think they flooded that area with as many receivers. Whether he was on the right route or the wrong route, never tell. But
that's possible.
York will go 2-by-2 now. Ball on the near side hash. Byers in the backfield. They put a man in motion. Now Freeman's going to keep it straight up the middle. Gets to the outside. Gets away from one tackler, but not the second one as he's close to the 11-yard line. So a nice gain on the play. 5 yards. It'll be second and 5 for York.
Yeah, so we talked about it during the commercial break after the Lancaster touchdown, that it felt like York was going to put a drive together and get into the end zone here. And it's knocking on the door now. Ball at the 11-yard line.
Well, if York can get in the end zone, we got 2:27 left in the first half. York can get in the end zone, hold Lancaster, and then they'll get the ball to start the second half. Here's Byers to the outside. He's running on his horse, stops, and he gets murdered at about the 9-yard line. They'll give him the 9, so it will be third down now and 3.
R.J. Brown on the tackle there, and Byers just couldn't get away from it.
I don't know too many people can get away from R.J. Brown.
I was about to say, like, you know, the spate. Somebody with that type of speed to be on the edge like that.
Yeah, he can fly, no doubt about it. He's great. He's as fast laterally as he is north, you know, going straight forward and backwards. York now with a dilemma now. You say third down at 4. I thought it was going to be 3, but he didn't quite get the 9. He got the 10.
Yeah, a minute 40 to go, and the clock's still moving.
Cougars trying to look like they're going to run a wild Cougar. Now they're going to have to call a timeout. So we'll take time with them. 1:35 to go in the first half. Lancaster 14, York nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
Ready for a win-win? For a limited time, upgrade your ride for less and score a chance to win the ultimate football experience. That's right. From now until October 31st, apply for an auto loan at a reduced rate with Founders Federal Credit Union, and you're automatically entered to win 4 tickets to the Clemson versus USC game in Death Valley on November 30th, an exclusive Death Valley experience and a Founders tailgate package. Stop by a Founders office or apply online today. Visit foundersfcu.com/auto to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. No purchase necessary. Membership qualification required.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. Our community is experiencing growth and change. What isn't changing is our dedication and commitment to this community. We're here, deeply rooted and committed since 1994. Visit PantherHVAC.com today, proudly offering Train.
minute 35 left in the first half. Lancaster Bruins on top of the York Cougars, 14-0 in the War of the Roses. And we're in the White Rose City tonight, campus of York High School, Cougar Den.
Freeman is coming to the sideline here. I think they're going to run a Wildcat play.
Yep, Wild Cougar.
There you go.
They're going to have two guys in the backfield. We've got Byers and Jay McCoy. Not exactly, well, three guys now. It's going to be McCoy trying to keep it straight up the middle. He runs over a tackler, and I think he's got the first down that they gave him the four-yard line. Excuse me, six-yard line. He didn't get to the four.
Yeah, he was able to lower his head through the tackle of DeMarcus Hendricks there.
And referee says first down. Yeah, first and goal for York from the 6 yard line. From the 6 yard line. Minute 28 to go in the first half. Again, Cougars trail 14-0. But we'll get the ball to start the second half. So you got to put some points on the board here, Mario. Definitely. You cannot get away from here without some points. Again, Wild Cougar. They go three guys in the backfield. McCoy going to hand it off this time to the second man through. He's not going to get a whole lot as Mobley is there along with number 22 for the Lancaster
Blair.
Bruins. Yeah, Blair. And they just wrapped him up and slung him to the ground. So that'll bring up second down and goal for the York Cougars from the 5 yard line.
Under a minute to play here now, and they're taking their time, keeping that Wild Cougar personnel out there.
Yeah, they got Tobias, McCoy, and Byers in the backfield. Pass this time. York going to flip it back. And that is McCoy trying to escape. One tackler does. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown, York Cougars.
They're going to say he was down at the
wow.
one.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They say he was down inside the one.
Jay McCoy.
Well, this is booth review here under 2 minutes to play. This is another level for sure.
Referee,
I thought he was in.
Yeah, I did too. I thought he got in. Ref on the far sideline is saying he was out of bounds at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, he was right there on top of it. And,
right.
You know, but the whole building thought that he got in.
I think Dean Boyd was calling for the kick team. They've stopped the clock with 33 seconds to go.
Oh, there's a holding penalty.
Oh,
I didn't even see the flag.
I didn't either. I don't.
Actually, no, it was a personal foul.
Against York.
That's like, what, four in this first half now?
I think so. So that moves the ball back to the 15-yard line. And it will be third down and goal from the 15 for York. So I think you got to get out of this Wild Cougar. And Coach Dean Boy is going to take a timeout and talk about it. 33 seconds to go in the first half. It's Lancaster 14, York nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
Get ready because it's time for registration for youth basketball at the City of York Parks and Recreation. Sign-ups end on November 17th, so bounce over to their office at York Recreation Center on White Rose Lane. Or go online to yorksc.gov.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to Comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
York Cougars have a third down and goal from the 15-yard line of the Lancaster Bruins. After the personal foul penalty, when everybody in the building thought York had, or in the stadium thought York had scored, Cougars trail 14-0, 33 seconds left in the first half. Freeman back in the game. He's got Ziggy Byers beside him. Ball on the far side hash that put a man in motion away from us. Now coming back towards us. York going to fake it. And Freeman's going to keep it. He's dodging and diddling and daddling all in the middle of the field, but only able to get 5 yards down to the 10-yard line. So it'll be fourth and goal now with 20 seconds left. And York will once again have to stop the clock. He was going to do that. 19 seconds to go in the first half. It's Lancaster 14, York nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
Stop driving around with a crack in your windshield. Baker Auto Glass fixes and repairs them at affordable prices. They also do sunroofs, RV glass, floorboards, and even doors. If you need a repair, give them a call and they'll come to you. Get a quote at BakerAutoGlassRepair.com. Just look for the mustache.
At the YMCA of Upper Palmetto, they not only have a great place to stay in shape, but they serve our community through youth sports. Register now for everything from swimming lessons to football. Join the YMCA of Upper Palmetto today.
Serving your community from 12 area locations.
I'm Janae with Kempton Senior Living in Rock Hill. With exceptional care and chef-prepared meals ready to be shared with a newfound friend, we know our residents will find comfort and joy in our wonderful community. Let's make our home your home at Kempton of Rock Hill.
York Cougars with a fourth down and goal from the 10-yard line. 19 seconds left in the first half, and York is going to put some try to get some points on the board with a field goal.
Be from 27 yards up.
27-yard field goal. And looks like Lancaster's going to stop the clock.
Yeah, they need to take a timeout.
Yeah, they want to ground ice the kicker. Kicker is Cesar Mendoza. And we'll just keep it right here, let you know that tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by James River Equipment, your local hometown John Deere dealer in Anderson Road in Rock Hill. Rock Hill Automotive, we keep Rock Hill rolling, celebrating 10 years in business. And Comfort Systems, heating and air, we guarantee comfort for life. Just call them at 324-COOL.
What was in this area 42 years ago when you started broadcasting?
Deer.
Yeah, trees, right?
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I actually, the games that I did were over at
the old York
Comprehensive High School off of 321
yep.
At Pratt Field. That's yep. what it was called. Yep. Dr. John Pratt was team physician, and they named the field over there for him, Pratt Field. And that's where I started with Jerry Lewis, I think, was still head coach, and then Bill Pate came along and won a state championship. At York, only one that's ever been won by York. Mendoza for the field goal. Looks good from here. It is good. York puts 3 points on the board with 15 seconds to go in the first half. We'll be back with the Cougars kickoff on the OTS Sports Network.
Changes are never easy, but sometimes it is necessary. And right now, we need major changes in South Carolina. Litter on our roadways is something that needs to change. Bottles and cans, food wrappers thrown from windows, even large items like construction debris and furniture are hazards on our roadways. This is where you come in. Palmetto Pride wants you to help keep our state clean and beautiful. If you think your stuff is secure in the back of your truck without a tarp or tied down, you're wrong. Visit Palmetto Pride at palmettopride.org to see how you can help keep South Carolina beautiful.
Have an electrical need? I'm Jonathan Brown. And whether it's a light switch, fan change, or even new fuses, or even a whole house, at Jonathan Brown Electric, we have it all covered. As a lifelong resident of York County, I'm here to serve you. I am fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Call me at 704-936-8099.
15 seconds to go here from York Comprehensive High School. Mario Washington, Gene Knight, Aaron Clinton, and Lancaster with a 14-3 lead after the 27-yard field goal from Mendoza with 15 seconds to go here in this first half. And Lancaster obviously not a team equipped to try to score in a hurry, so you'd think that if they don't get a return here that they'd probably just take a knee and head to the locker room for halftime. Mendoza is going to kick it deep. And it's going to go into the end zone. So Lancaster will take over from their own 20-yard line.
Good kick by Mendoza that time. You got to look at it. He really put his foot into it.
He's got some leg.
Yep. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Palmetto Women's Center, uniting hope, health, and healing. And sports fans, the area's best-kept secret in sports, merchandise, and apparel, high school, college, and pro, East Madison Street in York.
So let's see what they decide to do here. And I will mention that York does get the football back to start this second half. So it was super important for Lancaster to keep them out of the end zone in that last drive, but also important for York to put some points on the board. As Clinton takes a snap, he's going to give it to Mobley. And Mobley will run, loses his helmet as he gets across the 25 up to the 26. They're going to stop the clock as he lost his helmet.
He's a little slow to get up.
Yeah, he's going to have to come out of the ball game, too.
He's all right.
So they switch personnel here. 7 seconds on the clock, and they wind it. But that's probably the final play of the first half. It will be, unless Lancaster takes a timeout. That's going to – nope. Now Lancaster does take a timeout.
And that's the end of the first half.
Nope, it's not. Lancaster called a timeout with about 1 second left on the clock.
Appreciate you prolonging my career, Coach.
So they take a timeout, and while they take a timeout, we want to tell you that you can hear all of our games live online. Download the free app and select the game you want to hear every week. Check out WRHI.com for a complete broadcast schedule. And as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, this game, definite playoff implications. The winner is definitely in. But this is a rare situation where every team in this region is possibly going to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, they're using a point system, and you know it's based on the points. And York has lost like 6 games by 7 points or less. And we've talked about it. York is probably one of the best 2-7 teams in the state of South Carolina, no doubt about it. But they've got to be concerned about some teams up in the upper part of the state of South Carolina. So I call them the Badlands of South Carolina, the Pickens and Easleys and some of those north of Greenville and around the Clemson area. Some of those teams possibly can get in, have better records, but the points is really what York is looking for.
So one last play here as Clinton will take the snap. Actually, it's RJ taking the snap, and RJ is going to take off running. And he breaks a couple of tackles, and then finally tripped up as he got to the 45-yard line. I thought he almost was going to break that one, but that's how the first half will end. Lancaster on top, 14-3. Let's keep it here. And before we send it back, you want to go to scores?
Go do some scores.
You sure you want to talk at the end of the halftime?
Yeah, let's talk at the end of the halftime.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll send it back downtown for scores across the OTS Sports Network and elsewhere. But 14-3 is our score here at the break from York Lancaster on top. And we'll be back in about 18 minutes. You tune in to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Wait, I got to know Aaron, and Aaron and I worked a number of high school games.
How did you make your way over to OTS?
The AM station in York was sold to another group, and so therefore York football went away. I was a play-by-play guy without a station, but Manning Kimmel, I worked at Comporium, for 31 years, and Manning and I got to know one another through Comporium Communications, Rock Hill Telephone Company. And he asked me, he said, "Hey, you doing York High School football?" And I said, "No." And I said, "They've sold the station." And he said, "Well, we've got a spot open. Would you be interested?" And I said, "Sure." And so they paired me with Steven Stone, and so the rest is history.
So one of the greatest plays in the history of the OTS Sports Network. I'll never forget this. It was a Thursday night game, Rock Hill High, House of Horrors, D3, Gaffney Indians. A sophomore named Malcolm Long had Rock Hill on the ropes, was about to win the game, and you guys, I could tell, were sitting there thinking, Rock Hill's about to lose this game.
Right.
And then he fumbles it in the end zone. Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was on the board for that game.
Tristan Armstrong was a guy who created the fumble. He sure did. I thought Stone was going to jump through the window.
He went crazy.
He did. Stone's a very laid-back guy. And not that play he was. He was very laid-back because Gaffney really was winning the ball game. And that was, I say this all the time, high school football and NFL football games can be broken down into about 6 or 7 plays, and that's usually whoever makes those plays wins the game. And so Rock Hill made that play that they needed to make. And like I said, I thought Stone was going to jump through the window.
That was the 2004 season, right?
Yeah.
That was the 2004 championship run.
That was 2004 championship run. The 2002 was they went completely undefeated.
Yeah, they were crazy that year.
But in that season, they lost to Northwestern at the end of the season, ended up playing them. And I never will forget Jim Ringer. I interviewed him on the field after the Northwestern-Rock Hill playoff game, and Rock Hill's going to the state championship. And Jim Ringer looked at me and he said, why are we doing this week? He said, we should be doing this next week. He said, these are two best teams in the state of
South
Carolina.
That was true.
And he was dead on because Rock Hill went
so
down.
So wait, hold on.
And destroyed Stratford. Right?
So that was the year, the 04 season was the year that that Jamie Robinson pick six in the regular season. Was that the game that, because Northwestern won 7-0 in the,
exactly
it was
it.
A Jamie Robinson pick six.
Yeah,
and then
exactly
he went to Florida State the next year. Mm-hmm. Then the next year, Malcolm Long ended up taking Gaffney to the state championship as a junior.
Jamie Robinson, his dad's name was Crack Robinson, and he played football right here at York High School. I played with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His dad's name's Crack.
Everything comes full circle, man.
And it wasn't for the drug. I mean, he was a wise crack. Oh. And so they called him Crack Robinson because he's always cracking jokes. So, anyway, he was a heck of a football player, too. I'm going to tell you what. I saw him run many a kickoff back, and also he was a heck of a defensive player. That was pretty special when you saw Jamie Robinson.
This is the stuff that I'm talking about. We do this all night. it don't matter where we get together. It could be at a Christmas party or something like that. We start telling these types of stories. That's the best part of doing this with you, man.
I appreciate it. I'll be sure and put this in the book, I promise you. All right, we're set for kickoff. York will receive the second-half kickoff. They trail 14-3. Pooch kick to the far side of the field. Going to be taken by one of the upbacks. Stumbles, and it finally tackled at about the 34-yard line. York had been getting an average field position around the 35 or 40 on these, but this time it works. And Lancaster has York pinned back a little bit this time.
Yeah, and Lancaster leads it 14-3. And we mentioned at the end of the first half as – York was able to get on the board with the Mendoza 27-yard field goal, and how important it was to get some points on the board because they were getting the football back, and how important it was for Lancaster on the other side to keep them out of the end zone so they're not having an opportunity to tie the ball game up here on this first possession of the second half.
Cougars in their black jerseys with the silver britches, silver numbers, which makes it hard to read. Lancaster in their white jerseys, blue britches, blue headgear, trimmed in gold. Back to throw. It's going to be Freeman on the smoke screen to the near side, and it is smoke bad. A number 52 P, the guy who is going to, or excuse me, that was Tanner. That was P, number 52, who had been a Georgia Tech commit, but we're here now. He may be waffling a little bit and going to talking to South Carolina. But
there's no place like home, man.
Yeah,
no place like home.
12. Well, when mama calls, you come home. 11:22 to go in the third quarter. Just second play for York. Second down at 12. Loss of two on that play. Freeman, he's going to scramble out of there. Got some room. Now thrips it off at the last minute. Going to be receiver on the far side of the field. Makes the catch across the 50. And I think that's five. Yes, McCoy.
Can't tell.
Jay McCoy, I believe it is.
Jeremiah Ellis,
number one. But it's a first down for York as they're into Lancaster territory at the 46-yard line.
So that was all because of Freeman and his ability to make things happen. That play was completely broken down, and he was able to get some room to be able to complete a pass downfield.
Head off Byers. Byers got a big hole. He's at the 40. 35, knocked out of bounds around the 33-yard line. Ziggy Byers gets another first down for the York Cougars at the 32-yard line, they're going to say now.
I have to think they have to get him going if they want to win this football game because he's the engine for them. And if they can get him going in their running game, it opens everything else up. And they haven't been – I mean, that's his best run of the night so far. He hasn't gotten a whole lot of touches here.
Good blocking on the left side of the field. Two backs in the backfield along with Freeman. He's going to hand it off. Byers coming to the near sideline. Knifes his way inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Nice gain on first down. It'll be second down and six for York.
So, again, trying to get that running game established here as they are knocking on the door. Ball at the 29-yard line. Now second down and seven. Just under 10 minutes to play here in the third.
Two backs in the backfield. Out of the shotgun again, Freeman. Going to hand it off to number one this time, and that's Jeremiah Ellis. Ellis kind of follows his lineman on the right side down to the 25-yard line. It'll bring up third down and short, about three to go.
Yeah, and that definitely looks like they're wanting to establish the run here in this second half, trying to do to Lancaster what Lancaster has been doing to them the entire ball game.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by White Rose Dentistry in York. Discover the confidence of a beautiful smile. Ball on the near side hash. Freeman with two backs in the backfield. Going to go for the pass on the outside. Caught at the 20-yard line. Spins his way down inside the 15 as number two, Chase Sanders. And Sanders is wide open on the curl route out there.
Yeah, and then picks up another first down. And now they're really knocking on the door. This first and, what's that, first and?
First and
10. 10 from the 14. I thought they were maybe inside the 10 there.
No, they get them. They get a first down at the 4. Ball on the far side hash. Freeman calls for the snap, hands it off. Byers. Byers looking for a block, gets one, and he's close to the 12-yard line. So 2 yards on the gain, at least second and 8. 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. York trails 14-3. This is their first possession of the second half.
And Coach Boyd has put together a really good drive here in this first possession. I mean, this is everything that you know that they probably scripted out at halftime here. He wasn't too happy going into the locker room, probably happy with the results so far of this drive.
Byers on to carry again, looking for some room. Got it. He's to the 5 and cracked down just inside the 5 at the 4-yard line. Ziggy Byers just trying to get to the outside and finally cuts it back into the pursuit. But going to be close to the first down. Let's see if he's...
Yeah, I
right
think that's
the
enough.
Four.
Right at the 4.
Yeah, that is. It is. It's first and goal from the 4 there.
So, 8.5 to play. My bad. Go ahead.
That's all right. I was going to say 8:27 to go in the third quarter.
We were thinking the same way there.
Yeah, York has got great minds think alike. Great. York is taking their time. 15 seconds on the play clock. Freeman. Out of the shotgun, gives it to Byers. Byers cuts back inside, and he runs right into a wall of white and blue jerseys at about the 3-yard line. So gain of 1 on the play, second and goal from the 3.
Yeah, he was able to get away from R.J. Brown, who was already in the backfield, got away from him, but ran into a wall of white jerseys led by Mobley and P.
Good defense that time by Lancaster. Lancaster has bowed their necks a couple of times. Ball in the middle of the field. Cougars with go 2x2, two wideouts to either side. Now they put McCoy in motion, toss it to him on a speed sweep, looking for a block, can't get it. Good play by Lancaster. He'll tackle him in the backfield, and he'll be back to the 9-yard line. So it'll be third and goal. Flag comes in late, and we'll see what that is. Somebody,
oh, that's
I believe they're woofing at one another.
100%, that's mouthing.
Yeah,
but that was an excellent play by the terrific defensive back, Kier Jackson, for the Lancaster Bruins to make that play in the backfield there, and let's see who the penalty is against.
They're saying it's on number 5, McCoy. So. And that's a personal foul. That's exactly what it is. They're just woofing at one another. Dead ball foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct against York, and that's a 15-yard penalty. It moved the ball back out to around the 23-yard line.
Those drive a coach crazy. It's one thing if you're getting a personal foul and this is grabbing a face mask or something like that. It's a whole other thing when it's some extracurricular activity after the play. Now, this changes the entire equation for the York Cougars here as they've pushed back to the 23-yard line. It's third and goal from the 23 now.
Yeah, third and goal from the 23, as Mario said. York trails 14-3 with 7:26 to go in the third quarter. Out of the shotgun, Freeman ball back by himself. Gets away from one tackler, looking for another block. Gets it, but then gets got at about the 19-yard line. So really only gained about 4 or 5 yards on the play. It'll be fourth down now and goal from the Lancaster 18-yard line.
This is Mendoza's is within his range.
He's coming out. So Coach Boyd is going to get any points he can because once Lancaster gets the ball, they keep it. They play keep away for a while. York on their first possession, driving it here. We've got like a 35-yard field goal attempt.
And they're straight down the gut. So set up good for Mendoza.
It is. Ball in the middle of the field. Holders number 0, Tobias. There's a snap, the spot, the kick is away. And it's good. So York puts 3 points on the board with 6:29 to go. In the third quarter, it's Lancaster 14, York 6 on the OTS Sports Network.
I'm Janae with Kempton Senior Living in Rock Hill. With exceptional care and chef-prepared meals ready to be shared with a newfound friend, we know our residents will find comfort and joy in our wonderful community. Let's make our home your home at Kempton of Rock Hill.
Have extra cash sitting in an account not earning much interest? Take advantage of a huge opportunity to grow your money with a high-earning certificate from Family Trust Federal Credit Union. Start earning with terms as short as 3 months. And if you're looking for even more flexibility, our 36-month Bump Your Rate certificate offers a one-time rate increase option, making it the perfect choice to maximize your savings. So why let your money stand still when you could be watching it grow? Let Family Trust Federal Credit Union help you get started today. Visit familytrust.org/certificate.
Back out at York High School, Mario Washington and Gene Knight. AC back in the studio, 6.5 to play, and 14-6 as Lancaster has kept the York Cougars out of the end zone twice now as they were knocking on the door, and really York kept York out of the end zone on that last possession, Gene.
Yes, they shot themselves in the foot. I mean, you get inside, you know, you got a first and goal at the four.
Finish the job. Mendoza will kick this one away. Back deep. Kai Barber. Oh, they're going to do an onside kick. And it did not go far enough, I don't think, but Kevin P. picks it up and then took off running with it and then taken down at the 42-yard line. So Lancaster with excellent field position on the surprise onside kick.
And P. did a great job of putting his hands down, picking it up. And, I mean, he caught it on the hop and then took off running. You know, if he's coming at you, you start making life decisions.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that happened to me playing football one time. A big dude like that, I was the last guy back there.
Oh, my gosh.
I got him down.
You did? Okay.
I still have a scar from it, though.
Sure you did.
I did. Zy Clinton out of the shotgun. Bobby next to him. They're going to give it to Mobley. Straight up the gut. Mobley breaks a couple of tackles and now bounces it to the left. And inside the 30 and finally taken down at the 20-yard line. A big run of 22 yards on the game for Mobley.
Tackle that time by Mobley number 8 for York, and that's Jacob Tedder, senior linebacker. But Mobley running hard behind that left side of that line. They have really opened some holes in the York defense tonight for Lancaster.
So first and 10 now from the red area. Clinton is going to give it to Mobley. Breaks a tackle, cuts it back up the middle, and then gets down to the 11, possibly the 10. It's going to mark him down at the 11, so it'll be second down and 1 after a 9-yard pickup.
A.J. Mobley was trying to tackle the football and create a fumble. And he's patting himself in the chest saying, my bad, I had him in the backfield, but I tried to tackle the football and didn't get the job done. He knew when he let him go.
Second down and 1 from the 11, 5.5 to play here in this third quarter. Zy Clinton out of the shotgun, Mobley next to him. Low snap, and he's going to have to pick it up and throw it too tall as he tried to find his receiver, Zach Graham, but it falls incomplete.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Sweet Caroline's Barbecue, Food Family and Friends, and Honda Cars in Rock Hill, your hometown Hendrick dealership, Galleria Boulevard in Rock Hill, as well as Paul Davis Restoration. For all your insurance-related restoration needs, call Paul 329-1140.
Third down and 1 from the 11 of York. 5:19 to play after the incomplete pass. Clinton will have Mobley standing to his left now. Four wide receivers for Zy Clinton. They're going to give it to Mobley straight up the cut. Mobley has enough for the first down and more as he gets tackled at the 6.
Good run by Mobley just over that right side. It was Tristan Snodgrass who took the brunt of the blow and was able to wrestle him to the ground, but not before he picked up enough for the first down and a few more yards. Mobley is a tough cookie to bring down.
Well, first and goal as we move under 5 minutes to play here in this third quarter. 14-6, Lancaster Bruins on top. Zy Clinton breaks the huddle. He'll have Mobley in the backfield with him. They move RJ to the near side. Now they send him in motion. Clinton looking to throw under pressure, trying to get away from it. He's going to go down way back at the 16-yard line, and a flag is also down. So it could be holding as well.
I think so. Tristan Snodgrass on the tackle that time, and he just stayed laser-focused on Clinton to knock him down. And it is, it's unsportsmanlike, isn't it? Yeah. And York is going to decline it.
So, declining the penalty after the big loss on the play. So, just like what happened with the York Cougars on their possession, now Lancaster is getting pushed back all the way back to the 17-yard line.
Just like what it is, is shooting yourself in the foot. I mean, you got a scoring opportunity here, and then you just make a bad play.
So second down and goal now from the 17. Clinton will have Mobley in the backfield with him, and Lancaster does not have what York has in Mendoza as they send a man in motion. Zach Graham, and Clinton's going to keep it himself, running right side. Gets most of that yardage back and inside the 5-yard line down at the 4.
And I don't think York was really expecting Clinton to run the ball. They were looking for him to hand it off or try to do something with Brown or Mobley. And great play call. I mean, just a quarterback keeper right up the middle.
And he doesn't run it much, so just caught everybody by surprise, I think. Third down and goal from the 4. 3:40 to play here in this third quarter, 14-6. Bruins on top, looking to add to their lead. Winner of this game guaranteed a playoff berth. Clinton, gun with Mobley next to him. Takes the snap. He's going to give it to Mobley, and Mobley's going to walk in untouched into the end zone. And with 3:24 to go in this third quarter, Lancaster has taken a lead 20-6.
Mobley, like you said, it was just a thing of beauty. Every play in football is designed to score a touchdown if everybody does their job. Everybody did their job that time on offense for the Lancaster Bruins, and Mobley, like you said, he just walked in untouched.
So on for the extra point is Velasco. The snap. The kick is low and no good. So 20-6 is our score with 3:24 to play here in this third quarter. Lancaster on top of Tuna High School football on the OTS Sports Network.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Get ready because it's time for registration for youth basketball at the City of York Parks and Recreation. Sign-ups end on November 17th, so bounce over to their office at York Recreation Center on White Rose Lane. Or go online to yorksc.gov.
Have an electrical need? I'm Jonathan Brown. And whether it's a light switch, fan change, or even new fuses, or even a whole house, at Jonathan Brown Electric, we have it all covered. As a lifelong resident of York County, I'm here to serve you. I am fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Call me at 704-936-8990.
3:24 to go in the third quarter. The Lancaster Bruins capping about a 45-yard drive with Mobley going in from 2 yards out. And York fumbles the kick, sidewinder kick, and Lancaster gets the ball back once again at the Cougar 37-yard line. And first and 10. And when it rains, it pours.
Looks like Jeremiah Shipp was the player to recover it for Lancaster, but... And, I mean, that's the risk that you run when you have this type of kicking game, doing that pooch kick, because you don't have anybody that, with enough leg, and you have to practice that stuff knowing that this is what's going to happen, you know, during this ball game, and it just muffed that one.
Yep, it just flat dropped it. I think the receiver was, you know, trying to look for something to go upfield, and he forgot the ball.
Right. Well, Clinton will have Mobley standing next to him in the backfield now. As they take over at the 37-yard line. Fakes the pass and is going to throw it incomplete. Good coverage by the York Cougars there.
Yeah. Looks like one of the I think it was a safety on the play. Freeman with good coverage for York.
So it'll be second down and 10. Ball at the York Cougars 37-yard line. And, boy, Lancaster got to be thinking about they can put their foot on the neck here if they can
put more points on the board. I think put this game completely out of reach if they get 6 points here.
So a little bit of confusion with the personnel here. And now they move people around. Clinton will have Mobley standing next to him. He's going to give it to Mobley. Mobley running left side, makes a man miss, makes another man miss. Now jump cuts back inside the 30, down at the 27-yard line, close to a first down.
Tackle that time for York. I think it was number 21, Love. and or excuse me, Darrell Harrison on the tackle.
So they're going to say it is enough for a first down as he got to the 27. So it'll be first and 10 now for Lancaster as we move into 3 minutes to go. 20-6, Bruins on top.
Lancaster's offensive line just playing the big bully. I mean, they are just pushing York all over the field.
Clinton, shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff and keep it himself. Now cuts it back to the right side as a flag flies in as he gets tackled at the 16-yard line, but this one is probably coming back.
And it's thrown by one of the linesmen. I think, like you said, more than likely we've got a hold against Lancaster.
While they sort it out, we'll tell you that last week our AirTech Eating and Air Special Teams Player of the Week was Fort Mill's Noah Hardy. He went 2-for-2 on field goals, 40 and 42 yards, and he had 2 touchbacks on kickoffs. And Fort Mill's 20-6 loss to Indianland. On behalf of Benny Etter of AirTech, we congratulate Noah Hardy of the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets. Remember, no matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
It is a hold against Lancaster, and it's from the spot of the foul, so we'll move it back to around the 37-yard line.
So ball at the 37-yard line. They lost all of that yardage. So it'll be first and forever now for Lancaster. Clinton out of the shotgun. They're going to hand it to Mobley, left side. Mobley gets some good blocks and makes a miss, and now off to the races. Now finally taken down inside the 15 at the 13-yard line.
You got to love the 12. Yeah. Love the way Mobley runs. He runs so big, I guess is what it is. He's mercurial, like I said, but he runs big. He almost stands straight up, but he's ready to deliver a lick. He's moving forward. He doesn't move a lot east and west.
So ball at the 12. He needed to get to the 13, I think, to pick up the first down there, and has enough for it. So first and 10 now from the 12. Clinton has Mobley standing next to him. Out of the shotgun from the 12. Low snap, and Mobley's just going to pick it up, and lots of black jerseys there to take him down way back at the 20.
Cougars trying to strip the ball away from him, but that was kind of on the center. He did a really snap low that Clinton couldn't handle. And so we got a timeout on the field. We'll take it with him. 1:42 to go in the third quarter. It's Lancaster 20, York 6 on the OTS Sports Network.
May I have your attention, please?
KFC now has brand new original recipe tenders. And wait for it. They're double breaded. That's right. Original recipe tenders at KFC. It's the crunch you crave with the iconic original recipe you love. For just $5, get a 3-piece original recipe tenders with an individual fry and 2 dipping sauces. Try our brand new comeback dipping sauce, a zesty, peppery southern style sauce that combines mayonnaise, ketchup, and other savory flavors for a taste you'll come back for. It's the all new original recipe tenders at your local KFC.
Stop driving around with a crack in your windshield. Baker Auto Glass fixes and repairs them at affordable prices. They also do sunroofs, RV glass, floorboards, and even doors. If you need a repair, give them a call and they'll come to you. Get a quote at BakerAutoGlassRepair.com. Just look for the mustache.
Back out at York Comprehensive High School, Mario Washington with Gene Knight. 1:42 to go here in the third quarter. Lancaster on top, 20-6, and threatening. It's second down and 18 after they had a penalty, a holding penalty. They had the low snap. So ball at the 20-yard line.
Second down in Newport.
Clinton has both R.J. Brown and Mobley in the backfield with them standing to each side. Takes snap, is going to give it to R.J. straight up the gut. R.J. makes a man miss and now sprints to the end zone. From 20 yards out, R.J. Brown, his second touchdown of the evening.
And that was just R.J. Brown doing what R.J. Brown does. He found 2 creases, cut to the right and cut back to the left at about the 10-yard line, picked up 1 block, and he was in the end zone that fast.
That was actually his third touchdown of the night because he had 2 receptions for touchdowns. That's his first rushing touchdown. So big night for RJ as they keep the offense on the field to attempt the point after the touchdown, a 2-point conversion attempt here. Same formation with the 2 running backs standing next to him to each side. He's going to hand it to RJ. RJ is going to get stuffed at the 1-yard line. So 26-6 is our score with the buck 34 to go here in this third quarter. You tune to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Lancaster Bruins with another touchdown after a York turnover. Makes it 26-6. Cougars tried an onside kick after they got a field goal. Lancaster turned that into points, and then Lancaster kicks off and York fumbles it. Kickoff by Lancaster, taken by one of the upbacks. He's sprinting towards the middle of the field, and it gets cracked down around the 37-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Cougars. At their own 37, they trail 26-6 with a minute 26 to go in the third quarter. And I believe we got a player. Is he injured? No, he's just squatting.
Waiting
for the offense to come out.
So, Freeman and company, they still have some time here. They just have to score quickly here and try to make this a two-score ball game. But not being able to get into the end zone those two times that they ended up having to settle for Mendoza field goals has really hurt them here. And then, of course, the turnover.
Yeah, absolutely. Turnover and then the onside kick that did not work. Two backs in the backfield for Freeman. Going to fake it. Going to have to throw downfield. South Point goes. Oh. Got it. Caught it. The 30. 15. Touchdown. York Cougars, number 5. Jay McCoy. Wide open in the middle of the field, and that's how you kind of get right back in it. Hit one play score.
Yep, 62-yard touchdown pass from Freeman to McCoy, and they really, really needed that. And looks like they're going to.
York, I believe, is going to go for.
No, they're going to bring Mendoza's out there.
Mendoza out.
Yep. So 62-yard pass, Freeman to McCoy, and just like that, they're right back into the ballgame.
26-12. Mendoza can make it 13, make it a two-score game. York sets it across. Set up now for the extra point. Snap, kicks away, looks good. Is good. It's York with 13 points on the night. Lancaster Bruins holding a 26-13 lead with 1:15 to go in the third quarter on the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
Ready for a win-win? For a limited time, upgrade your ride for less and score a chance to win the ultimate football experience. That's right. From now until October 31st, apply for an auto loan at a reduced rate with Founders Federal Credit Union, and you're automatically entered to win 4 tickets to the Clemson versus USC game in Death Valley on November 30th, an exclusive Death Valley experience and a Founders tailgate package. Stop by a Founders office or apply online today. Visit foundersfcu.com/auto to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. No purchase necessary. Membership qualification required.
Back out at York Comprehensive Senior Night here, and the Lancaster Bruins lead it 26-13, but a 62-yard pass from Freeman to McCoy. The buck 15 to go here in this third quarter made it 26-13, so just a two-possession ball game, but Mendoza pooch kick is going to be taken by Avery Alexander, and he reverses field and almost had a seam, but then gets tripped up at the 44-yard line. And Lancaster will take over from their own 44 on this possession.
Bennett Reeder on the tackle for York. And I'm telling you, that young man still may be running if Reeder doesn't trip him up.
Most definitely.
Yeah, he had a little seam over there going to the far side of the field.
So Zach Clinton and this Lancaster offense that has been terrific running the football here tonight. They come back out, and they're going to give Mobley a little bit of a rest on this possession as he comes out of the ballgame. Marquez Robinson will stand next to Zach Clinton now. They're going to give it to Robinson, goes straight up the gut, and Robinson goes down at the 48-yard line.
Got an injured Lancaster lineman, number 51.
That's Sam Cuesta, who just came back.
Right.
And coming off of an injury, and he was out since the Indian Land game. He's in a lot of pain over on the sideline, and that's huge because that's one of the main reasons why they've been able to run the ball so well tonight is that he was back.
And you got to look at Lancaster. This is an Iron Man football team. These guys play both sides of the ball.
A lot of them do.
Yeah. They sure do.
25 seconds to go here. Second down and six. Ball at the 48. Going to give to Robinson. Trying to go with the big hole. Robinson breaks free. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and taken down inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. Big run by Marquez Robinson, spelling Mobley.
And it was Bennett Reeder with this touchdown-saving tackle once again.
Actually, they're going to say he was all the way up to the six.
Yeah, they're going to say his knee hit there. I think there's a Reeder knocked him into the ground.
Yeah. So it'll be first and goal from the six-yard line. That might have been the final play of the third quarter as they are huddling up. Yep, that is the final play of the third quarter. 26-13 will come back, and Lancaster will have first and goal from the six-yard line. Tune to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. Our community is experiencing growth and change. What isn't changing is our dedication and commitment to this community. We're here, deeply rooted and committed since 1994. Visit PantherHVAC.com today, proudly offering Train.
The Lancaster County Water and Sewer District is proud to support our Lancaster County football teams as they take the field each week. At LCWSD, Andrew Jackson, Buford, Indian Land, and Lancaster High School are all winners in our book. Lancaster County Water and Sewer, quality on tap. Our commitment, our profession.
I'm Janae with Kempton Senior Living in Rock Hill. With exceptional care and chef-prepared meals ready to be shared with a newfound friend, we know our residents will find comfort and joy in our wonderful community. Let's make our home your home at Kempton of Rock Hill.
Back out at York High School, Mario Washington. Gene Knight, fourth quarter action. As Lancaster leads it 26-13 and knocking on the door of first and goal from the six.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by the YMCA of Upper Palmetto with 12 convenient locations in York and Lancaster counties, as well as Family Trust Federal Credit Union, building relationships for a lifetime, and AirTech Heating and Air. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
So first and goal from the six-yard line for Lancaster. They brought in Robinson to spell Mobley, who has been playing Iron Man football. And Robinson stays out there. This is where you try to reward him for getting you down there after that big run to set this up from first and goal from the six. Clinton has Mobley in the backfield with him. The snap is going to give it to Mobley, and it's blown up in the backfield, a loss of a yard or two.
Number 24, Aiden Martin on the tackle. York just had a full, remember the Atlanta Falcons used to call it the grits blitz, and that's just what it was. Everybody was blitzing all the way.
So 11:40 to play here in this ball game. It's second and goal, I should say, from the 8-yard line now.
Lancaster just going to take their time. I mean, they're going to really chew this clock.
Robinson stays in. Clinton. We'll have three wide receivers and Robinson next to him. Clinton takes the snap. He's going to give it to Robinson, and Robinson gets wrapped up at about the five before going down.
Good tackle again by the York defense. They just got in the gaps and refused to be moved away. Number nine that time on the tackle is Tristan Snodgrass.
So under 11 minutes to play now, third down and goal from the seven. This is really probably four-down territory with the kicking game being what it is for Lancaster. So Clinton, out of the shotgun, three wide receivers, Robinson next to him. A wide open receiver after the fake handoff, and it's Zach Graham standing all alone in the end zone. And Lancaster gets on the board once more as Clinton throws his third touchdown of the night.
And you got to wonder, you know, like we talked about, R.J. Brown catching a couple of touchdown passes. This is the third touchdown pass. Lancaster, a primary running team, but they've had three passes for touchdowns here tonight.
They keep the offense on the field as Clinton will work out of the shotgun. Two wide receivers spread to this side. He's going to keep it himself, rolling left, pitches it out to Robinson, makes a man miss, and gets into the end zone. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's just been sort of the story for York. York had him pinned in the backfield, just could not get him.
So, with 10:28 to play here, after the 7-yard touchdown pass from Clinton to Zach Graham, Lancaster on top 34-13. Tune to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Have extra cash sitting in an account not earning much interest? Take advantage of a huge opportunity to grow your money with a high-earning certificate from Family Trust Federal Credit Union. Start earning with terms as short as 3 months. And if you're looking for even more flexibility, our 36-month Bump Your Rate certificate offers a one-time rate increase option, making it the perfect choice to maximize your savings. So why let your money stand still when you could be watching it grow? Let Family Trust Federal Credit Union help you get started today. Visit familytrust.org/certificate.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Kickoff by the Lancaster Bruins. Going to be taken by one of the upbacks again for York. Going to be run out of bounds on the far side of the field. It's number 0, Jonathan Tobias. And Tobias goes out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. So, once again, York has got great field position and potential to score on a one-play drive would, again, put York kind of close back in this game. But Cougars have struggled a lot on offense tonight, sort of shot themselves in the foot.
Well, this is the moment now. Like, I mean, you really have to try to get something in a hurry here. Yep. Down three possessions.
Three backs in the backfield along with Freeman. Freeman's got two wideouts to the middle of the field, to the near side of the field, on the far side. Going to run it to the second man through over on the right side. I think that is, it's number one.
Yeah, number one. Yeah, Jeremiah Ellis.
Ellis on the carry. Ellis picks up 3 yards, second down, seven.
Pick up the 3 yards, bring us second seven.
Nice pickup on first down there.
Yeah. Cougars moving right to left across the radio dial. Ellis is going to have to come out of the game now. As Byers will stay in the backfield. Freeman. Back to throws Freeman. Southpaw looking all the way for the home run. Got a man out there and tripped up at the 20-yard line. No flag on the play. It was just like mutual contact between the defensive back and the wideout. It was number three, J.R. Duncan.
And that was, again, in good coverage, was Devontae Fisher. And he's been out there on an island by himself most of the night. Now, their best cover guy is Kierre Jackson, who's playing on the other side, number 21. And we haven't heard his name much tonight. That's always the best sign that somebody is doing their job at that position when you don't hear his name called.
Two wideouts to the near side. Third down is seven. You got to think York's going to go for it on fourth if they don't get it here. Pass is going to be caught by number two, Chase Sanders. Sanders spins away from one tackler, gets across the 50 and down to the 45-yard line of the Lancaster Bruins. So York picks up the first down, keeps the drive alive.
Yeah, good pass by Freeman. They've looked really, really good on a handful of plays here tonight. They just haven't been able to finish drives. It's the only reason why this score is what it is right now.
Finish the drill. 9:19 to go in the game, 34-13. Hand off to Byers, or rather Freeman flew me, coming to the near sideline looking for number 45 on the pass play there, and that is incomplete. Check that, number 43, T.J. Bratton. And it'll be second and 10 for York.
And he had a wide open receiver there in Bratton and just missed it. Happy food for a second, too, on the fake handle.
9 minutes, 11 seconds to go in this game and my career. So Lancaster leads 34-13 over York. Three wideouts to the near side. One wideout to the far side. Myers in the backfield. 6 seconds on the play clock.
Yeah, that's confusion.
To get off. They're going to have to call timeout, and they will. Timeout on the field. It's Lancaster 34, York 10. 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter on the OTS Sports Network.
Get ready because it's time for registration for youth basketball at the City of York Parks and Recreation. Sign-ups end on November 17th, so bounce over to their office at York Recreation Center on White Rose Lane. Or go online to yorksc.gov.
Have an electrical need? I'm Jonathan Brown. And whether it's a light switch, fan change, or even new fuses, or even a whole house, at Jonathan Brown Electric, we have it all covered. As a lifelong resident of York County, I'm here to serve you. I am fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Call me at 704-936-8990.
Stop driving around with a crack in your windshield. Baker Auto Glass fixes and repairs them at affordable prices. They also do sunroofs, RV glass, floorboards, and even doors. If you need a repair, give them a call and they'll come to you. Get a quote at BakerAutoGlassRepair.com. Just look for the mustache.
34-13, the Lancaster Bruins on top of York in the War of the Roses. Cougars have a 1st and 10 at the Lancaster 45-yard line. Excuse me, 2nd and 10. And trying to get some time put back on the clock. When Coach Boyd called that timeout, it was like 9 minutes, 10 seconds left.
At least, yeah.
And they've got it down to 8:58. So the referee came over and said, hey, you got to get this time put back on the clock. So they're waiting to see.
Yeah, they put so 9:07 just went back on the clock.
Okay. 9 minutes, 7 seconds left. In this one, Lancaster with the win is in the playoffs. York will have to kind of wait and see how things shake out. Freeman in the shotgun with two men in the backfield. Back to throw now. Freeman going to flip it off on a screen to Byers. Byers makes the first man miss. Still on his horse at the 35. Cuts it back at the 30. Tap dancing his way inside the 30 down to the 28-yard line. And Ziggy Byers with some neat footwork.
Yeah.
And gets York a 1st and 10 at the 28-yard line of the Lancaster Bruins.
Yeah, that was nice. Nice movement there. He just was making man after man miss and able to pick up some extra yardage. I thought he was going to break it for a second there.
Ball on the near side hash. Freeman freezes him, now looks to the sideline to get the play. He's got number one Ellis in the backfield along with Byers. Two wideouts to the far side of the field. Freeman back to throw, looking downfield. Flushed out of the pocket, going to slip it off to the short man Byers. Byers makes a man miss, but then steps out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. Are they going to say close to the 25? I'm sorry, at the 25-yard line. So it'll be 2nd and 7 for York.
4-yard game.
And this, this score holds up. And York gets another ball game in the playoffs. They got to get four some more touches, I think.
Out of the shotgun, going to hand it off to Ellis. Ellis over the right side, picks up a block, and then runs right into a tackler as he gets behind his pads and gets down to the 19-yard line of the Lancaster Bruins, and that will bring up a 3rd down and a yard for York.
Yeah, it was Mobley coming up to make the stop, but I really like his running back, Ziggy Byers. He's terrific in open space.
He's the senior. Ellis will apparently the heir apparent. 3rd down and a yard. Tyshawn Freeman takes the snap, hands it off to Byers. Got some room over the right side, gets behind his pads, gets the 1st down as he's down to the 16-yard line of the Lancaster Bruins. 1st and 10 for York with 7:51 left in the game. And Lancaster on top 34-13.
And, you know, running the ball, obviously, like, you know, it's going to burn more and more clock. So they continue to run their offense as normal as opposed to trying to quickly get into the end zone.
Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. Freeman back to throw. Getting a little pressure now. Got to scramble to the near sideline. Flings it. And intercepted at the 5-yard line by the Lancaster Bruins. Yep. Number 14 on the interception. That's Fisher. Devontae Fisher with the pick. And that stops the York drive. Turns the ball back over to the Lancaster Bruins.
And we've talked about Fisher all night. He's been excellent in coverage. And, you know, like, that was a gift to him just now. Freeman threw it right to him. think that he was expecting his receiver to do something different there.
Well, he's trying to make something happen. When you're down 34-13, you're just trying to, you know, get something to happen. York able to do that on one drive in here in second half with a one-play scoring drive.
So Fisher stepped out of bounds at about the 8-yard line, and that's where Lancaster will take over with 7.5 to play in this ball game. They lead it 34-13.
See, Coach Boyd's going to go to his bench a little bit and give some other players some playing time.
So Mobley is back in. Clinton still in at quarterback as well. Clinton takes a snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Mobley and wants to take a shot. Trying to throw it outfield, and it's R.J. Brown. He can't hang on to it. I think they left them all out there just so they could take that shot, just to see. R.J. pushed off, too. They didn't throw the flag.
Yeah, there's no flag there, but he almost came up with a tremendous catch. I mean, it was over his shoulder, and he was looking back. He got his hands on it, and then just lost his footing, went to the ground, and the ground bounced him around on the ball out of his hands.
7:20 to play now. Surprised that they did that.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Jonathan Brown Electric. We're here to brighten your day. And Counseling Services of Lancaster. Prevention, Treatment, Recovery, Counseling Services, Lancaster.org.
You want to give it to Mobley, who runs up the gut, picks up a couple to the 12.
Just good, tough running on the inside. They're just continuing to pound and pound and pound on that York defense. This becomes, you know, who's in shape and who's got the strength at this point in the game.
Moving under 7 minutes to play now. Don't forget we have our players of the game to give out as well tonight. Clinton out of the shotgun as Mobley next to him, third down and 5 from 13. They're going to give it to Mobley, left side. Mobley with the big hole, and now off to the races. Actually, that's Robinson, and Robinson lost the football. Lost the football and is bouncing around. York falls on top of it. I'm not sure if he lost the football or if the ground caused it, but it looks like it's going to be York football at their own 38-yard line. Ball was just bouncing down the field as nobody could fall on top of it there.
I think one of the York defenders that was trailing the play punched the ball out of his arms as he was being tugged on. And Marquez Robinson not very happy. He was battling back for it as well and actually came out of the bottom of the pile after everybody got off the bottom. But Lancaster a bit reluctant now to get back on defense. So York Cougars will take over at their own 38-yard line, trailing 34-13 with 6:27 to go. Freeman with Byers in the backfield takes a snap, back to throw, sets his feet, steps up in the pocket. Now going to fling it downfield into double coverage, incomplete at about the 15-yard line. Looks like he was going for number 2, Chase Sanders, but about half of Lancaster County was back there waiting on him.
Yeah, and it's just taking a shot on first down here.
Successful on one play.
They did find
McCoy in the middle of the field, or Sanders, rather, in the middle of the field, wide open. Same formation, 2x2 they'll go. Byers in the backfield with Freeman. Now they're moving 3 wideouts to the right side. Across the middle, going to be caught at the 45. That's close to a first down. We'll see.
Freeman passes,
and it's to number 2, Chase Sanders. Sanders been his favorite target tonight.
That's going to be a little bit shorter of the first down, third down and 1, as we move under 6 minutes to play here.
Cougars are definitely in 4-down territory. They're not going to punt it away here if they don't make it. Byers in the backfield with Freeman. They'll hand it off Byers over the right side. He gets hung up in the backfield, and give credit to the Lancaster Bruins defense. They stop him behind the line of scrimmage. Actually lost a yard, I think.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 4th down and 2. And
there is a flag back at the 39-yard line, so it's going to be an illegal shift, looks like, against
York.
York. And if you're Lancaster, I think you decline this It'll be fourth down and two.
Take the play is a smart thing to do. Coach Surratt being given his options by the linesman. No, he's going to
take the penalty.
So that'll be against York. 5-yard penalty, and that will make it third down and 7.
So I see why he would, because your fourth and 2 is gettable. You know, third down and 7 is a little bit harder.
But you still get 6 now. Go ahead.
No, you still get 2 opportunities here if you don't pick it up.
Out of the shotgun, Freeman takes a snap, coming to the near sideline. Got a man at the 40-yard line. It's number 5, McCoy, and he's out of bounds at the Lancaster 40-yard line. First and 10 for New York Cougars. So didn't pay off that time for Coach Durant.
Yeah, I think I probably would have took the play and make it fourth down, and because it puts so much more pressure on the offense to pick up that first down, you know.
Exactly right. I think I would have taken the play, too. Ball on the near side hash. York trailing 34-13. We're in the fourth quarter. Back to throws Freeman. Pressure off the edge. Coming back to the near side. Got Byers at the 35-30. 25-20 out of bounds. Inside the 20-yard line at the 16 of the Lancaster Bruins. But it'll be another first and 10 for York. With 5:18 to go in the ball game. And again, they trail 34-13.
And they're threatening again now here. It's never over until the zero's on the clock.
Until it's over. Official's going to stop play now as Lancaster, I think, is taking a timeout. So we'll take a timeout with them. 5:18 to go in the ballgame. Lancaster 34, York 13 on the OTS Sports Network.
May I have your attention, please?
KFC now has brand new original recipe tenders. And wait for it, they're double breaded. That's right, original recipe tenders at KFC. It's the crunch you crave with the iconic original recipe you love. For just $5, get a 3-piece original recipe tenders with an individual fry and 2 dipping sauces. Try our brand new comeback dipping sauce, a zesty, peppery southern style sauce that combines mayonnaise, ketchup, and other savory flavors for a taste you'll come back for. It's the all new original recipe tenders at your local KFC.
Sports fans in York is the area's best-kept secret in sports merchandise and fan gear. MLB, NFL, NHL, NBA, and all your favorite colleges. Also offering York and Clover apparel. Sports fans for an overwhelming selection and unbeatable prices. Sports fans in downtown York.
Offensive coordinator for the York Cougars, Casey McSwain. Looking for the right play to get the Cougars in the end zone and try to close this gap a bit with 5:18 to go in the ballgame. It's Lancaster 34, York 13. I'm Gene Knight along with Mario Washington. Aaron Clinton back at Broadcast House keeping us on the air, flipping switches, turning dials, peddling to keep the electricity going. Ball on the near side hash, Freeman back to throw. Pressure up the middle, going to be sacked at about the 20-yard line. Good pressure that time by the Lancaster Bruins. And they pick up the sack, loss on the play back, like I said, to the 21-yard line. So it will be second down now in about 16.
That was actually Kevin P. coming in to make the stop. And he don't play a ton of snaps on defense, but he's been terrific in this ball game tonight.
Out of the shotgun, Freeman back to throw. Pressure off the edge, gets away from it, scrambling to the near sideline, throws it up, going to be picked off again at the 2-yard line by number 14, Devontae Fisher.
That's his second interception of the night. And both came inside the 10-yard line.
I want to interrupt you for some sad news. I've just been notified that Jimmy Mack Wallace, former York High School athlete, University of South Carolina, track star, Rock Hill assistant coach, York head football coach, and then Rock Hill head football coach has passed away.
Wow.
Tragically.
Wow.
My dad coached him, and Coach Wallace coached me. And
wow, man.
He was one of very special people in my life, and I am extremely sad at the moment.
Hate to hear that.
It's not good news.
Lancaster takes over, and run by R.J. Brown as he breaks free after an all-out blitz. Gets up to the 18-yard line.
I'm telling you, R.J. Brown is one of the best football players I've ever seen. He really he just plays everywhere and gives it his all over the field.
Only a junior.
Just a junior.
So it'll be 4 minutes to go when they snap this one. 34-13 is the score as Clinton will bark out the signals. He's going to give it off to R.J. who breaks free again. R.J. crossing the 30 and then steps out of bounds. That'll stop the clock at the 33-yard line, 34-yard line.
Just a good hard run that time. I mean, he just got out in front of everybody and then was looking for a crease. Found it. Cougars did a good job of using the sideline as a 12th man to force him out of bounds before he could really get going.
So 3:52 to go as the clock stopped after R.J. stepped out of bounds. R.J., three touchdowns on the night. Two in the passing game on receptions, and then another on the ground as he gets the handoff here again. Goes straight up the gut, tackled at the 40-yard line. So now it's becoming a bit academic here.
Yeah, just gonna, and that's where, you know, this style of play really benefits the Lancaster Bruins. They are just a grind you up machine.
Right.
It's like fighting a bear. No truth. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, now you'll go pick a fight with a bear. These guys are just, I mean, they are just, they just grind you to pieces. And you can understand why they made such a long run
last
in the playoffs
season,
last season.
A bad snap, and it looks like York is going to fall on top of it here. And York recovers the fumble with Kyrie Love.
Kyrie Love recovers the fumble. The officials are having a conversation there. But I believe it is York's football. It certainly is. Cougars trail 34-13, 3:05 to go in the ball game. And my career.
It's odd thinking about it, man.
It is, a little bit. Freeman leads them back out on the field. Again, Cougars in their black jerseys, silver breeches, and silver numerals, black headgear. Lancaster in white. Freeman back to throw. Go across the middle. Caught!
No, it's incomplete.
Okay. Yeah, he must have one hopped it right on there. I thought he got it.
From here, it looked like he caught it.
He did. That was number three, the intended receiver, J.R. Duncan. They're going to say incomplete, so York will have a second down and 10. 2:59 to go in the ball game. They trail 34-13. Two wideouts to the far side of the field. Ball on the near side hash. They'll hand it off to Byers. Byers, not much cooking there as he's knocked down, and he's going to be slow to get up. It looks like he got almost looks like he got punched in the mouth. He's holding his face. And the referee going to call timeout here. I think that's Byers. I'm not completely sure. We'll see.
Yeah, I can't see. Covered up by the training staff.
I can't see him either with my binoculars. Once again, I want to inform York fans that former York athlete, University of South Carolina, track star, and former York and Rock Hill head football coach Jimmy Mack Wallace has passed away this evening. Our condolences to the Wallace family. He was a tremendous asset to this community and to the coaching field, and sorely missed.
Yeah.
And they're still working on Byers. Like I said, he's grabbing his face, lower part of his face. It's okay now. He's not a doctor. I don't want to That's any kind of diagnosis. But tell you what, we'll take a break. 2:45 to go in this ball game. It's Lancaster 34, York 13 on the OTS Sports Network.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
Ziggy Byers was the injured Cougar. He got up and was able to come off the field, but he's holding his arm up above, his right arm up above his head, so we think maybe, you know, a little stinger in his shoulder. And those, Scott Wells pointed out to me one time, he said, those things hurt, man.
Yeah.
Freeman out of the shotgun, back to throw. Fling it out to number one, Ellis. Ellis on his horse, and he gets laid out at about the 33-yard line. And a flag comes in late.
Yeah, maybe some targeting or something there. Like, I mean, two players definitely, like, lower their heads, but the injured player was from Lancaster. He took more of the punishment than Ellis did. Ellis was kind of delivering the punishment there. So it may have been somebody saying something also.
Right. If the umpire is pointing against York, so if it's anything. But, you know, the thing about it is, Mario, and you played this game, when you two guys are going at one another and one lowers his head, you know, especially on offense, the thing that the natural reaction for a defender is to lower his head as well.
Right.
And I think it's a bit unfair, and I've heard some people talk about they're going to start looking at possibly doing offensive targeting.
Yeah.
They're saying unsportsmanlike on this situation.
Had to be something that was said afterwards.
Yeah. So I did see number five, Jay McCoy, you know, pick up and have a conversation with P as they were to kind of say, hey, man, you know, we're okay. I'm not. I want to make sure we keep things going. But, you know, this one's been a little tough from the standpoint of York has gotten a bunch of unsportsmanlike and personal penalties. You can't play football that way, Mario, you know as well as anybody.
No, I mean, and like I said, that's the unsportsmanlikes are what will drive a coach insane, absolutely insane, because this is happening after the play is over, and it's because you're jawing or doing something that you have absolutely no business doing. I think that coaches can live with personal fouls on, you know, a face mask penalty because it's in the action. You know what I mean? But the unsportsmanlike fouls on dead balls, like, it's infuriating if you're a coach.
And it's called unsportsmanlike, which, like, lends itself to exactly what you were saying.
Yep.
It's unnecessary.
Kept saying throughout tonight that this might be the best 2-7 team in the state. I think Lancaster is probably the best 3-6 team in the state as well.
Absolutely. Both of these teams are very good teams that can make it deep into the playoffs. 2:30 to go in the ball game. York will have the ball. Fourth down. And again, about Newport to make the first down.
Yeah, the ball at the 48. They got to get to the 25.
Referee's resetting everything. So out of the shotgun, Freeman. Two wideouts to the near side. Freeman calls for it on the far side hash. Rolls to the near side. He's a lefty. He's coming left.
P.
Yeah, it's going to be taken away. P.
Actually, it's not P. That's my bad. That's DeMarlo Jackson.
Jackson with the strip. The quarterback in Lancaster has it first and 10 at the Cougar 32-yard line, and you can see some of the frustration on the York players.
Yeah, he never felt that coming, and, you know, it was coming from behind, and just got to get rid of the football, but he was waiting for things to develop downfield. Lancaster's going to take over here with 2:18 to play. York has two timeouts remaining. So we got some players of the game to give out tonight. I'll go ahead and give out my first one, and it's from our Interstate 107 Counseling Services of Lancaster Offensive Player of the Game for Lancaster. It's going to be Zaquarius Clinton, the quarterback, threw three touchdowns tonight. To commemorate tonight's performance, Zai will receive a personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Zai Clinton, our Counseling Services of Lancaster Offensive Player of the Game. And there was a personal foul against Lancaster after the play that pushed them all the way back to their own 42-yard line to begin this drive. But there looks like they're going to line up in victory formation here. I'll go ahead and give you our AirTech Heating and Air Defensive Player of the Game as well, and that's Devontae Fisher. Had great coverage tonight, including two interceptions to commemorate tonight's performance. Devontae will receive personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Devontae Fisher, our AirTech Heating and Air Defensive Player of the Game for Lancaster.
And tonight's AirTech Heating and Air Defensive Player of the Game for the York Cougars, number 25, Bennett Reeder, who was selected for timely defensive tackles over the night. He had a couple of touchdown-saving tackles and was around the ball all night. To commemorate tonight's performance, Bennett receives a personalized engraved plaque. Congratulations to sophomore defensive back Bennett Reeder, our AirTech Heating and Air Defensive Player of the Game for the York High Cougars.
1:38 to play as Clinton will take another knee here. Boy, that's some extracurricular activity again. And our flag comes out as there's no need for that as they pushed Clinton as he was taking a knee.
And while that's happening, I'll give tonight's sports fans offensive player of the game for the York Cougars, number 2, Chase Sanders. The wide receiver had some big catches and big plays tonight for the York Cougars. To commemorate tonight's performance, Chase Sanders receives a personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Chase Sanders, our sports fans, offensive player of the game for the York Cougars.
Player getting a good talking to by the coaching staff after that penalty. So a minute 30 to go here in this ball game. Clock stopped after the penalty. It is all academic now as clock starts again. And Lancaster will burn some clock before they take yet another knee. But Lancaster, after this win, will get into the playoffs for certain. York will have to wait it out and see what happens next week as the western part of the state finishes up their regular season.
Yeah, I think we've talked a little bit about the point system, and you get a number of points. It's the RPI point system. You get points for losing, and to the teams you lose to, if they have winning records, you get a few more points. So, and, you know, York has beaten Dreher this year.
Yep.
Again, we're talking about this region. Dreher may also get into the playoffs. Well, and every team.
It looks like every team might get in.
Yeah, because Dreher beats Richland Northeast.
So. One more knee taken from Clinton, and that will be your ball game. 34-13, Lancaster has beaten York for the first time since 2009.
And you've been listening to York Comprehensive and Lancaster High School football here on FM 104.1, The Bridge. And WRHI.com. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the OTS Sports Network. Tonight's studio engineer was Aaron Clinton. And for a listing of round one playoff pairings and broadcast times, listen in tomorrow. Go to WRHI.com to see where you can hear your favorite team. This is Gene Knight, and on behalf of my on-air partner and good friend,
Mario Washington,
we thank you for making our broadcast a part of your Friday night. Once again, the final score, it was Lancaster 34, York 13 for the final time in my 42-year career. Good night, everybody. Have a safe weekend.